Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our first intergenerational service, COVID style. I'm sure you're going to enjoy the changes that have been made this morning. So let's just begin with a word of prayer. Gracious Lord, we thank you that we can gather here today to worship you. Lord, speak to us, to each one of us. And Lord, where we are discouraged and where we're feeling down, encourage us. And where we're maybe feeling comfortable and a bit lazy, Lord, disturb us. And Lord, let us live our lives wholeheartedly for you. So bless us, Lord, as we come now to worship you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Hello, bonjour, buenos dias, good day. us build a house where love can dwell and all can safely live. A place where saints and children tell how hearts learn to forgive. Built of hopes and dreams and visions, rock of faith and vault of grace. Here the love of Christ shall end divisions. All are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome in this place. Let us build a house where prophets speak and words are strong and true, where all God's children
that song. It feels like a hug, and I think we all need at this stage of the pandemic a big hug, so here's a hug for you all. Well, our theme today is about let the whole world praise God. How good would that be, hey, for have the whole world praising God? Well, that's what we're going to do here today, and that's why we had that song at the very beginning about different languages saying hello, g'day. So let's start. Let's try we'll start with the prayer of confession, saying the things that we've done that are wrong and confessing that to God and asking for his forgiveness. So let's pray together the words in yellow. Dear God, we know we have done a lot that is wrong against you, other people and ourselves, in our thoughts, speech and deeds. At times we have not done things that you would do, whilst at other times we have done things you would not do. We are sorry and we want to change. Please forgive us so that we may start afresh today, that with the help of your Spirit we may think, speak and act in ways which please you in the days ahead. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and keep you in eternal life.
Amen. Okay, now I've had a bit of trouble trying to think of activities to mix you up without mixing you totally up and without maintaining a social distance. So, the words in white is what you say. The words in yellow are what you say. The words in blue which aren't on this slide but will be in a little while, you all say. Okay, hands up if you're white. Yeah, good. Hands up if you're yellow. Hands up if you're blue. Fabulous. You've got it. Take it away, whites.
Let God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us.
That your ways may be known on earth, your liberating power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing, for you judge the peoples with integrity and govern the nations upon earth. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Then the earth will yield its fruitfulness, and God, our God, will bless us.
God shall bless us. May all people everywhere honour him.
Okay, there's going to be a little video clip now. I hope it's going to be in a little while. And this is a cute video that I saw on the internet that reminded me of a reading that Glenda's going to read us in a minute. There's no sound, so you just have to watch. I think that's the end with the puppy. Isn't he cute? You see why I had to share that. Glenda, come and... Glenda's going to share us a reading today from Matthew's Gospel, and that will make... Hopefully that video clip makes sense.
Matthew 15, 21 to 28. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." Is that the point?
Okay.
"Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much. We're going to have a video clip in a minute, but just that in that little video clip that we already saw about the dog, that dog was very keen to get what his master had. Very keen indeed. And the story that Glenda's just read us from the Bible is also about someone who wanted very much what Jesus had to offer. So we're going to see another video clip. This is done by a family from Africa. They look like they might be people from India rather than Africa, but it's the thing says it's African video. So anyway, have a watch of this. Listen carefully. Listen with your minds as well as your ears, because there's a quiz afterwards.
Have you ever felt an outsider? Has anyone ever made you feel you didn't belong to a certain tribe, a religious group, or a certain gathering of people? I did. But that didn't stop me from asking for something I wanted very much. Many of you know my story, but I'll say it again for those of you who want to hear it. I'm a pagan from the region of Tyre, in the northwest of Palestine. And in those days, being a pagan meant I wasn't a Jew. I wasn't one of the chosen people. And so I was looked down as second class. And since I was a woman, I was lower still in their eyes. Being a pagan and a woman, well, I didn't deserve anything at all. One day, my daughter became very sick. It was a strange kind of disease. Nothing I did seemed to make her get any better. I started to believe the devil was in her. But I knew someone could help her. That teacher, that preacher from Nazareth. I had heard that he had strange healing powers. And everyone who went to see him with any ailment went away cured. One day, my daughter became very bad. I had to do something. I had to find the man from Nazareth. But where would I find him? I didn't know. But I had to do something. Soon after, I heard from my neighbor that Jesus and a small group of his friends was coming near our village. I thought, this is the day. This is my chance. I must see him. As soon as they entered the village, that man they called Jesus and his small group of friends went into a house. It was obvious they didn't want to be noticed, but I had recognized Jesus and I had seen the house that they went into. I went near the house and I shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have pity on me. My daughter is tormented by a devil." As I stayed there, hoping, waiting, begging, Jesus didn't say a word. I shouted, I begged, but still he said nothing. As I was near the house, I heard his followers say to him, "Give her what she wants. She keeps shouting at us. Just give her what she wants." It was obvious they were trying to get rid of me. But I said to myself, perhaps he will listen to his friends. I fell on my knees before Jesus and I begged him, please, to drive the devil out of my daughter. And this time he replied and said,
"It is not fair to take food from children and throw it to the little dogs."
The mothers among you will know how I felt. I was thinking about my daughter, and I couldn't go without trying everything I could. I was not put off by his words, although they seemed harsh, and I had my reply ready. And I said, "Ah, yes, Lord, but even the little dogs eat the scraps that fall off the master's table." I could see that he was a little surprised at my answer. Surprised and a little happy, I think. He could see that I really believed that he could help me, and I did. And so he said to me,
"Woman, you have great faith."
And he added,
"For saying this, you may go home happy. The devil has gone out of your daughter."
You can imagine how happy I was. My heart was pounding inside me. I bowed before Jesus. Then I ran home. I was thinking about my child, my daughter, well again. And I kept repeating the words he said to me, "Woman, you have great faith." These were words of praise, praise to a pagan woman. It was unusual for a Jewish teacher to speak to a person like me. I even forgot about the words, the harsh words he talked about, not giving food to the little dogs. When I got home, I found my daughter in bed. The devil was gone from her. She was better, fully better, with no sign of the awful disease. I was so happy to see her cured. I was glad I had not given up. I was glad I had not gone away after what seemed at first like a refusal. I kept begging. I kept asking. And as you see, it worked. And you know, if it happened for me, it could happen to you too. So whenever you want something from Jesus, don't give up. Keep asking, and it will happen. You can take my word for it.
Now, instruction, Tony, these questions will come on one at a time, so just one mouse click at a time, please. The story that we've just, the lady was presenting this story, she had a real problem, her little girl had a real problem, and she wanted to make the little girl well, but it looked like it wasn't going to be possible. She kept on asking Jesus, and he answered. And isn't that always the way? You ask and keep on asking, and he tells us that in Scripture. Okay, so now, because we can't get in groups and all of that, it's going to be put up your hand, and I'll run to you with the microphone, and you can answer the question. So first hand up, we'll get to answer. Why did this non-Jewish woman come to Jesus? Harriet got there first. That's to make me run a long way.
Because she thought her daughter was derived by the devil.
Yeah, okay. And did she want something? Why did she go to Jesus?
Because she wanted Jesus to get the quote-unquote devil out of her daughter.
Okay, to make her well again. That's right. Thank you for that. There's a point for you. Next question. Why did the disciples want him to send her away? Oh, there's another one. Obviously not coordinated because it's not the other farthest corner.
They wanted to send her away because she was being noisy and they were annoyed by her.
They were annoyed by her. That is a good answer. Sometimes that's the case, isn't it? Somebody comes and asks us for something, or they want us, they come to us because we're part of the God's family in the church, and we say, ah, go away, you're annoying. Nah, too annoying. Next question. Who did Jesus say he had come to help?
The people of Israel.
People of Israel, yep. The ones that, the children of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel, yes. So, what did Jesus mean about throwing children's food to the dogs? Did he mean you're not to feed the dog at the table? What did Jesus mean? Don't all speak at once. Oh, little boy in the back row.
Don't give things that are precious to you. Don't throw it out in the rubbish, basically.
Okay, don't throw out things that are precious to you on the rubbish. That's, yes, that's a good way. What about who were the dogs?
Well, they were the people that didn't believe in Jesus, and he's saying, don't throw away what I say to you. Take it and use it.
Okay. That's another answer too. Any others?
Yep. Oop. He was coming for the people of Israel, and what was meant for them was not meant for the people who weren't, or who were Gentiles.
Okay. The people who weren't, the people who weren't the children of Israel, the people who, yes, he was likening them to the rubbish heap. I like that one. But let's see the next question and see what the answers are there. What did Jesus say the woman, the non-Jewish woman, had?
Faith.
She had faith. Okay. Great faith, in fact. Great faith. Okay, hands up if you think you've got faith. Anyone got faith? Okay, hold on to that thought. What are two things you can learn, we can learn from this story? I could use two hands with this one, but you don't have to put two hands up. Anyone? Harriet's got another one. Oh, and Dee's got one. I'll take this one first because she's closer.
Keep on asking and Jesus will give it to you.
Keep on asking and Jesus will answer your prayers.
As long as you have faith, he'll answer you.
Wow, that's a really good answer, Harriet. Have faith and Jesus will answer you. Okay, there's two good things. Any other ideas? We're not limited to two. Anyone else? Any more for any more? Nope. Next question then. Okay, here's a question to make you tired. Jesus walked 160 kilometres to minister to this woman. Wow, that's like here to the Gold Coast nearly. For what, if anything, would you walk 160 kilometres and why? Wow, that's a long walk. I mean, if he'd had a car, he would have driven, but he didn't. Can you think of anything that you would walk 160 kilometres for?
That's all right, a single malt scotch.
Thank you.
I think this woman would have walked 160 kilometres to have her daughter healed, and I think most people, if they had a chance to see Jesus, would walk 160 kilometres.
Okay, there's a pretty good answer too. The woman would have walked 160 kilometres. She would have gone any distance to have her daughter cured, wouldn't she? But she didn't have to go anywhere because Jesus met her right where she was. And yeah, if you were able, if you heard that Jesus was walking across Lake Kawana, you'd go out there, yeah? We'd walk if we couldn't get there any other way. Okay, here's a good question. When you deal with people in need or outsiders, who are you more like? The disciples, and remember their response was, "She is so annoying," or Jesus? And why? Oh, another one right at the back. Oh, next time we're going to get you to sit right down the front.
Like Jesus, because I accept everyone for everyone.
Okay, that's a good answer. Lara says, like Jesus, because you accept, when you accept people as they are, where they are. Yeah, anyone else like to say?
In the ministry, I often get requests from people for help, particularly financial help. And sometimes I'm like the disciples, if I feel that people aren't genuine, if they're just going to take the money and use it to buy grog or cigarettes. And other times if people evoke compassion from me and I can tell it's a very real need, it's like Jesus.
Uh-huh. So that's probably exactly like Jesus, because it's about the faith of the person. It's about the faith and the intention of the person too, yeah. Okay, and this I think is our last question. Jesus walks 160 kilometres to heal this woman's daughter. How has he done that for you in your life? One over this side today. Hoo-hoo!
Sometimes I have a bad day and I think that no matter what happens in life, I don't think it's going to be as bad as walking through a street with a cross on my back and a crown of thorns. So I think even though I've had a bad day, someone's had a worse day. So just
all
keep
right.
trying.
Okay, and you can thank Jesus for that. That's right. Wow, that's a really good answer. Oh, look, I'm getting my 160 kilometres just in this church today.
I prayed for healing for my mother and Jesus appeared to me and to her and saved her life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Through having faith.
Through faith. There's great. Another one? Okay, I'm halfway there, so you made a mistake. Yeah.
He's always there.
He's always there. Yep. There's nowhere too far for Jesus to be right beside you every minute of every day. Jesus will always go the distance, as it were. Jesus will always go as far as it needs to be to bring you, to bring every person in this world to him. And as Zoe said just before, Jesus took that ultimate step. Jesus died on the cross for us, to bring us to him, so that we could have faith, and through that faith, that makes everything possible. So, let's respond to that amazing love by singing praise to the Lord. And this is not a real boppy one, but it's a pretty nice one. So stand up, everyone, and let's sing praise to the Lord. With the worldwide body of believers, people who have faith in Jesus, let us share a statement of belief. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people and brings all things to their true end. This is our statement of faith. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So please sit down. Here is another COVID-safe group activity. What I want you to do is, you've got a piece of paper there and a pencil. You didn't get a goodie bag today, so sorry, but you've got a piece of paper and a pencil, so don't say I don't give you anything. What I want you to do is turn around to make a COVID-safe group with other people, maybe in your row or maybe with the people behind you or in front of you, and I want you to prepare a prayer of praise. That's a nice lot of P's, isn't it? Prepare a prayer of praise. Just like a paragraph. It doesn't have to be 300 miles long, but just 160 kilometres long. Maybe that'd be a better example. It just has to be a prayer of praise, something that you can say, wow, God, thanks. Because all around the world, people of every nation and tribe are worshipping and praising God. So, get yourself into a group. Well, that's perfect timing, folks. Thanks, Joy. You can go back to your chair now. But So I hope you've written something down, because I'm now going to rove with my microphone from group to group, and you need to select a representative who can join in the prayers. So if you haven't finished writing, you need to do it quietly.
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for loving us so much that you sent your Son. We praise Jesus for sustaining us as long as our heart beats and beyond. Amen.
Amen. Next group.
Dear Lord, praise you for your beauty, care and love, and the healing ministries you give us in our daily world.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Carol's got it.
Carol's got it. I've got to walk all the way over there. So someone over this side.
Lord, thank you for going the hard yards for us, and thanks especially for including us non-Israelites in your plan of love and forgiveness.
Lord, hear our prayer. Someone over here.
I praise you, Lord, for this lovely day and all your beautiful people. Thank you for the sun and the stars, for the trees and the birds, for the sea and the sky, and all your wonderful creation.
Lord Jesus, thank you for answering my prayers and saving my mother's life.
Father God, we praise you for creation, giving us life and peace in our own country as other countries suffer. Father, help relieve their suffering. We praise you for your love and caring in this large, damaged world.
Praise to you, Heavenly Father, for being beside us during this difficult time of the pandemic. Thank you and praise to you for giving us peace and love and letting us feel your comforting arms around us.
Lord, hear us. Lord, hear our prayer. Now, I've done something bad to the microphone, but who else have we got? Zoe, yep, we're coming up the back.
Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice and giving us the strength for faith, because you stood up for what you believed in. You did not judge and cared for our welfare. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus.
We praise you, the Lord, that we live in Queensland at this time. So we thank you for all the guidance and protection that you provide for us all. We know that your forgiveness is ongoing, and we thank you and praise you for that.
Amen.
Lord, we give you thanks for keeping us safe. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. Lord, we love you. And we thank you for loving us. And Lord, we thank you for being there when we need you. Amen.
Father of all creation, we praise you at all times in whatever we do and wherever we go. When we get out of bed and see the sunshine, it lifts our hearts to praise. We love to praise you. It gives us joy to praise you for who you are and what you give to us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
So as we've prayed our praises to God, let us wrap our prayers up in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. This is a good dancey sort of song. It was going to be the end of the live streaming, but it's the middle of the service. So stand up and get ready to praise the Lord.
Everyone reads through and believes too. We share.